Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. We are back. It's been a while, but it's Friday afternoon, and Kim's got some updates. Kim, what's going on?
Good afternoon, everyone. In the future, maybe I try to do this more often so they're not so long, so please bear with me. Or after about 10, 15 minutes, take an intermission, go have a margarita, and come back and do the rest tomorrow morning. So let's go over some questions, the popular questions I've had for the last week or so. The first one was, there was a posting on Nextdoor about an outdoor library book exchange. And so I want to comment to that because we've had so many questions. Some residents asked about the outdoor library book exchange that a resident put in front of their yard. Kind of a neat idea where people would go and pick up a book and drop off a book for everybody's benefit. The HOA contacted the resident to explain that it had to be removed because the current governing documents do not allow for this type of action. A posting on Nextdoor felt the action should continue and requested residents write to the board in support of that book exchange remaining in the front yard. So we've had a whole lot of emails. So here I am to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you many times the decisions we make are not based upon what we like. It's based upon what's required by law. Our governing documents, specifically the CCNRs, do not allow for this type of activity in the front yards by residents. The board is required to, by law, to follow the governing documents. I understand some people will not like it. I understand people do not like certain rules. But just because we have COVID does not mean we set aside those rules. The governing documents in 8.5 says this: except as provided for herein, no furniture, fixture, appliance, or other goods and chattels not actively in use shall be stored in any building or open area and cannot be visible to outside people. So basically, the CCNR says this cannot be done. Now, there's the other point of view. There are people who wrote to say they thought it should be removed, that they don't like what it looks like. There's also some people who question if that's okay. Is it okay for me to put furniture out? Is it okay for me to put the parts to my car and work on my car out front? Is it okay to have a garage sale? So these questions come up every time you try to make, if you don't follow these rules. So anyway, the outdoor library is not possible. It violates the CCNRs. It also, at the moment, violates the county orders on trying to be cleaning protocols. Technically, every single book has to be sterilized before anybody else has contact. Now, let's talk about Frontier real quick. Frontier, as you know, they've been installing the internet everywhere except for the 205 homes, because 205 homes needed the fiber optic cable connection. We will hopefully, early next week, have the information as to when those 205 homes can make an appointment. Currently, still can't make one, but we're hopeful by the end of next week, you will be able to make an appointment. Now let's talk again about wireless versus cable-connected computers. I get lots of calls about this. It's kind of fun trying to figure out how your system works. Many of you still ask about the speed of the internet because you're not getting 500 over 500 speed. The speed of the Frontier Internet of 500 over 500 is only available if your computer is connected to the router by a cable. Wireless speeds are not guaranteed because of so many variables. Example, variables. What kind of device? How old is the device? What's the component in the device? Example, if the wireless card in the device has a maximum speed of 100, guess what? You will not get more than 100. Then it will depend upon how many wireless devices are being used at the same time. Where is the router located? So there's so many variables, wireless speeds are not guaranteed. Now, even cable-connected computers might not get 500 over 500 if the components in the computer will not go that fast. Frontier's obligation is to get you 500 over 500 speed to the router. It's the responsibility of homeowner to make sure all the equipment and cables are working correctly to ensure the best speed possible. So let me give you an example, and this has happened more than once. I had a resident contact me about the fact they were not getting 500 over 500 speed, and their cable connected to the computer and the TV. And it's just not working right. So we have that on-site rep who went in and connected another computer to that router with their own cable, and what turned out is the cabling in the person's home is faulty. The person had the cable installed not by the developer when the home was built, but was installed privately by a company. And unfortunately, that company's not around anymore. But the cables don't work correctly, so the speed won't exceed about 100. They will not take the faster speed. The rep from Frontier was very nice about tracking it down. He had no obligation or responsibility to do that. And once it was determined, because they could clearly see that with a correct cable and connection, the laptop computer went then at 500 over 500. The estimates from the tech reps are if your wireless device is working somewhere between 150 to 300, it's probably working correctly. But I'll give you an example. My old iPad does 30 to 40. That's it. It won't do any more because it's an old iPad with old equipment, and I'm not about to replace it because I use it about once a year. My computer, which is hooked with Ethernet cable to the router, it does the 500 over 500. But if you have questions about it, let us know. The Montecito parking lot, people have asked. This is being torn apart. It's a planned and scheduled replacement project because of old asphalt and pavers. Some of the areas have become a safety issue. We've had one trip and fall. It is always a point of discussion is do we repair certain things or just replace them? The board decided that there were too many areas that were going to need increased repairs in the future, and since we have already saved enough money in the reserves to replace everything, board decided on replacement rather than repair. We think that long-term that'd be more cost-effective. Now, we've already had one trip and fall. We don't want any more. The work is not coming out of the operations budget. Many people think that when we do this, we shouldn't be doing to save money because of dues and operations. This is coming out of the replacement fund. The money's already been saved. It's completely there. So this will be paid for 100% out of replacement fund, and it doesn't affect the operations. The other thing we got going, the crack repair, phase 1 and 2. Crack repair work is going on. Residents have asked why they can still see the crack repair when it's done. These repairs will be visible when done unless we repaint the entire street, and that's not being done at this time. Keep in mind, if you did a crack repair on a wall in your home, you would see that repair unless you painted the wall to cover it all up. Same thing happens on the street. We do the crack repairs. You will see all the crack repairs unless we repaint the street, which we call seal coating. The seal coating is not scheduled for this time. That's a couple years off. But the reason we still want to do crack repair is we want to keep water and blow sand out of those cracks because that can cause premature failure. Asphalt's the most expensive item in the entire complex. We will spend more on asphalt and asphalt maintenance and replacement than anything here. So it's wise to maintain it in order to try to keep long-term costs down. Now, if you think the crack repair is not done correctly, let us know. We'll have it checked. But we want you to know we have hired an inspector who will inspect all of the crack repairs before final payment. Now let's talk about the COVID information, the mighty virus. It's no surprise, everybody's reading, California is going through crazy on number of cases, and it's climbing all around us. I'm attaching to this podcast some information from the county, and it's changed in just the last day. But yesterday, the 21st, the county put out a notice to us. Their website went down as far as making an appointment. So if you were one of the people trying to make an appointment, their website didn't messed up. Now, we're also going to attach to this podcast the updated information for today. And it says they're going to be opening appointments tomorrow at noon in order to try then make up for what's going on with more appointment availability. So attached with these is the link as to where to click on to make the appointment. So hopefully that will clear up the appointment problem. Now, given all these problems, many residents have requested the board reconsider becoming a vaccine distribution site. As we explained in the past, the board had grave concerns over being a site because we have no insurance for a COVID claim. We'd have to pay for that ourselves. So it didn't seem wise. But we thought we'd investigate. So we've been in the process of investigation. Currently, the county will not allow us to be a vaccine distribution site. We are still going to investigate further, but currently that's the information from the county. I probably would understand that given the fact they haven't kind of worked out all the kinks for their existing sites. So I think they're going to have to do that first before they're considering anything new. Okay. It appears from the information it will take another 3 to 6 months for the vaccine to be distributed for most people. People over 65 are able to make appointments now once the system is working and space is available. Hopefully that will begin tomorrow. So click on that link and let's hope for the best. During this time, please use caution. More and more cases are coming up every day. If you're high risk, please consider not participating in any events for the next few months or until you get the vaccine. If you play in different sports, you might even consider wearing a mask at all times, even while you are participating in the activity. We had another person from the tennis play come down with COVID. We're contacting everybody that's been in proximity. But you might even consider finding 4 people who are all willing to wear a mask at the same time. State rules don't require a mask as long as you are 6 feet apart. We are only requesting that as far as implementation. Gatherings of any kind are still not allowed on common property or in your homes. So please don't gather before you play. Leave immediately when you are done. Don't gather to talk, eat. Please leave the area for everyone's protection. Now, in the implementation process, the board gets many requests on how we should proceed, and they seem to fall into 3 categories. The first category is residents that always want masks, even outdoors, and they want everything in the complex closed down. Get a lot of that. All the courts should be closed. Golf should be closed. Everything. That's the best way to protect everybody. That's one group. The other group is they want everything open because the government shouldn't be doing this for one, and the science doesn't justify the closing of activities. So that's another group. So we got one on one side, one on the other, and then the third group, guess what, is everybody in between. So the board, we're taking all this in, but believe you, we're being bombarded by hundreds of people on how we're supposed to do this. Now, there's one thing I think we all can agree to. There's no decision is going to make you all happy. So the board's decided, and this has been our path, we are not to evaluate the right or wrong of the policy, but to implement what is allowed by law. We're required to follow the law. I can understand why somebody might say closing down doesn't do any good. That's not our place to decide that. That's the politician's place. That's the health experts. Our job is, what are we allowed to do? And then we try to make sure we are doing that correctly for everybody's safety. It's also a question of making sure we're legally responsible in order to protect the HOA against financial lawsuits. So let me give you an example, which has come up. If most cases of COVID are coming from family and friends gathering over the holidays, one person wrote, there's no reason to keep shadows closed. That's not the problem. There's merit in every opinion on how and when and what to do. The board's position is we need to follow the law and the state and county orders. That's our place, not to decide if the policy's good or bad. We focus on what's allowed by the state order and allow those activities to open per the state and county instructions. It does not mean all the instructions are consistent with another activity. Some instructions conflict between one activity and another, so we do the best we can. As a result, the board's asking each resident to be responsible for their own safety. We can't put in place things in order to protect everybody all of the time. It's not possible. If you're high risk, you need to self-quarantine, perhaps wear a mask at all times outdoors, even if people are not within 6 feet. The HOA, again, will not be looking for violations on private property. We will investigate any complaint. Guests are still not allowed for any activity except golf, and according to the state order, guests are not allowed in your home at any time. Given the increased number of cases and how fast the virus is spreading, please be careful, extremely careful. We're in the last few months of this pandemic, once everyone is vaccinated. I think we would all hate to see anyone become sick and die when we're so close to the end. I wish you all a safe and healthy weekend. I'll be back next week as soon as we have more information. I think it's very possible there could be a whole lot happening quickly in the next few weeks, so we'll keep you updated as fast as possible. If you have questions, let me know. Other than that, take care. I thank you.
And tomorrow night's Saturday night, so it's prime rib special. Enjoy yourself. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.